Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. You know, the world has made encouraging strides in the fight against global poverty, but there's a hidden crisis silently undermining our best efforts to help the poor, and that's the plague of everyday violence. We addressed it on Connecting Faith with Victor Boutros, who's a federal prosecutor and is co-author with Gary Haugen from International Justice Mission in a new book called The Lotus Effect, Why the End of Poverty Requires the End of Violence. It's clear for most of the world's poor that the system is broken. But the question is this a solution that can only happen at upper levels of government, or what can we as individuals do? Here's Victor's response.
This is one of the most striking things that I have learned just in my own journey with God, learning about his passion for justice, is that that God actually really cares about justice. And he is, in the scriptures, the God of justice who calls us to walk humbly with him and to do justice for the poor and the oppressed. And he doesn't give us a calling or a mission that he doesn't also equip us to do. And it's this all-hands-on-deck proposition where literally every listener who's listening right now is called by God to be involved in the work of justice. And everybody can be involved in at least one of three ways. The first is to actually go, to go to the Jericho Road, to go to these places of need, which typically for us in America means stepping a little bit out of our comfort zone, going to places that we aren't naturally going to go to unless we're actively looking for them, looking for those people who are in need and beginning to work in your community to serve them and help them. So we can go. Some of us will go overseas. Some of us will go to Jericho Roads in our backyard. But the second thing that we can all do is we can also send. People who end up going just don't go magically. They go because they're mobilized by good teaching and by resources, and that's something that we can be a part of. And the third thing that we can all do is pray. And I think that sometimes sounds like just sort of a nice spiritual add-on, but C.S. Lewis really helped me see the power of this. He says, really, there's two ways in which God has given us power to be involved in his work of making his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And one is the work of our hands, and the other is prayer. And we tend to think that the work of our hands is really the more powerful of the two, but C.S. Lewis says, no, it's actually not. The work of our hands is limited by our own strength. It's limited by our geography. It's limited by in scope, but prayer is not. It's not limited by our strength. It's not limited by our own geography. It's something that we can actively do. And it calls on us to know what's happening in the world, to educate ourselves, to connect with these hard places, to connect with the man lying on the side of the Jericho Road rather than passing by. And yet it's this great privilege to see how God will work these miracles of justice when we start showing up with small acts of obedience.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.